Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got an interesting interview with John Swanstrom, who's a walleye tournament pro. And then also, we've got some great walleye tips from pro angler Al Linder. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports provides you the ultimate fishing experience with Lund Boats. Lund's exclusive IPS hull provides precise boat control and a soft, dry ride, no matter how rough the water is. Add in Lund's state-of-the-art live wells, ultra-comfort seats, and ample storage, and you're ready to fish like a pro. Plus, Lund Boats hold their value like no other. I'm Johnny, and I want to show you the ultimate fishing experience with a Lund from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Or call us at 715-462-3674.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brats, sausages, and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we got a new guy on here today. He's just started. We got Trent Hoff, where he's going to be in there. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, guys.
And Art, you know, the weather's been nice this last week, finally for a change.
Well, a week ago, this will be broadcast in about a week.
Yeah.
The ice seemed to be really slow coming out. In fact, Muskie Bay was still iced over, which is very unusual. But the good thing about the late ice, according to our fish biologists, is that walleye and perch will have an advantage because the water will be warmer when the ice is out. They'll spawn quicker, and the fry will be out quicker. So it looks like a good deal, even though we don't like it.
Well, you know, as they're airing this is opening weekend, but, you know, we're coming up to this, you know, we're a week ahead of time. We sure don't know what's going to be open, what isn't. I mean, there's still a lot of ice out there, isn't there, Trent?
Oh, yeah, we've had guys come in saying there's still close to 2 feet of ice on some lakes. So if you are out there, just be careful.
Yeah, well, there might be guys out there on this weekend opening. We don't know. So, don't take us as we're ahead of time because we have to record this a week ahead of time. But the early season should be good this year. Actually, that should push even ice out or no ice out, whichever. That should push our walleye fishing well into almost July where it's really good this year.
I think that's probably true, John. And we, you know, you never know what's going to happen. The weather is something that's kind of fuzzy this year anyway. But the thing is, if you're going to be out fishing, what are you going to use?
Well, I don't know. I will talk about that later in the show because the artificials and stuff also produce. But I want to ask Trent here in the bait shop what they've been hearing as far as guys on the rivers around here. Have anybody been out on the rivers?
I haven't heard as much about anyone fishing the rivers, but I have heard up on Nelson Lake Dam, there's a lot of perch around, but they're not hitting crawlers yet. So,
how about up on the Brule River and stuff? You had any reports in here on that? I know there were some guys going up there, and I suspect there's guys out of open water trolling. By the time this airs, there definitely will be on Lake Superior.
I haven't heard of any success stories, but I know it's pretty packed up there. A buddy of mine lives up there, and he said the flowage has been pretty packed. So, yeah.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, too, because that's some of the best fishing. And if we do have situations where you can't get out on some lakes, that Shawmigan Bay, that'll be a good option, or even Lake Superior, trolling for coho.
It's a lot of fun. You may have to look out for a little ice that might be floating around, though I've had that happen before up there, and it's there. I mean, you got to be wary.
Well, you know, this recording this show this time of the year is always kind of questioned because we have to record it a week ahead of time because all the stuff we have to do to produce it. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen this year. And I know that there's guys out there turkey hunting, and I don't know, that season's, I think the guys are going to do good this year that have been out there.
I think it's going to be a good season. I've actually been seeing lots of tracks for turkey out in my quests. Been seeing some toms from time to time. A lot of the other guys I've been saying, you know, they've been seeing them too. It's just they must be chasing hens because they're a little harder to find right now.
Well, you know, not bad considering one of the head turkey biologists told me probably 25 years ago or so, we would never have turkeys in northern Wisconsin. Wrong type of habitat.
Yeah, I remember that, John, and we kind of laughed at it, chuckled at it, because it had been here for a million years before that.
Well, there wasn't very many up here, and I think I don't know what's changed. I mean, there might be some climate change, but you couldn't prove it by this winter.
Well, everybody's thinking about, hey, I think I've had enough ice and snow for the year. Forget it. I don't want any more.
Yeah, but, you know, look at that. You know, when you talk about whether it was climate change on turkeys or not, but they still survived really well, even in a harsh winter. So evidently they're able to adapt to all kinds of weather.
The thing that always puzzles me is how they adapt when they can't get any grit. They can't get any next to a road. They can't find any of that grit that they need to digest their food. I don't know how it works.
Unless they're eating salt sand. Anyway, I was talking about down here, Trent, you guys are getting this place in shape. You should be in good shape for this weekend opening. A lot of new stuff in here and a big store.
Oh, definitely. Like John said, I'm kind of new, but should be able to help you guys find whatever you're looking for. We are doing a reset, so bear with us if you can't find what you're looking for right away.
Just ask, and you can always order stuff, too.
Absolutely. We always do special orders, and we take your information, so whenever it comes in, we can get a hold of you, let you know right away.
Here's another thing I just pass on. If you haven't changed the line on your rod and reel lately, I think you may want to consider it, because quite often sun adversely affects that stuff we use.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it gets kinky and stuff. And you know, you can get away with sometimes run a trick that I found was run it out and stretch it real hard, and it works, but you're better off to change it.
And you can come down here and have it changed. That's the neat thing about it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, we're going to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. I know, Trent, you could, like you said, anybody looking for anything, lake maps, electronics, boating supplies, pretty much everything you guys got here at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
Absolutely. Anything from ice fishing, summer fishing, any type of hunting gear you might need, pretty much if we don't have it, we can get it. So,
Trent, do you have shotgun shells, too,
We do have some shotgun shells. We sell ammo. We do not carry any actual firearms, but we do carry ammo.
You bet. We're going to take a break right now and hear from our sponsor. I want to thank you for coming on here, Trent. And we're going to take that break right now. We'll be back with an interesting interview talking about walleyes right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
I want to tell you about the Fishing Buckler, friend of the fisherman and every outdoorsman. The Fishing Buckler's lockable, adjustable, and hangs up on your wall. The Fishing Buckler keeps your pole together. It'll float all day. It ain't scared of the weather. Visit us at FishingButler.com. Thank you for my butler.
Fishing Butler, ultimate fishing rod ties. Ask for them at your local tackle shop.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402 or Art Malin at 715-865-2336 or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Mayrie, and co-host Art Mielen. And Art, you know, we're into the walleye season. Everybody wants to call it the walleye season, but it's a fishing season now, open season. I think not enough guys go, everybody wants to go after walleyes. That's what we're going to have this interview on. But I think a lot of people, there's a lot of other fish out there, too, to fish for.
Well, I know that that's true. But, you know, the interesting thing, John, is you go down this weekend to the Chippewa Lodge and try to park someplace. Have fun.
Yeah, I know the boat ramps are always full. Anyway, I had a chance, this is an older interview, but it's very pertinent for this time of year. John Swanstrom, who's a professional walleye tournament guy, had a chance to talk to him about a lot of different things with walleyes, finding fish, fishing tournaments, wide spectrum of things. So let's hear what he had to say. We come back, we've got yet another interview and a wrap up on the show.
Well, John, I know you come from Wisconsin here, just north of Hayward here, right?
That's right. I'm up out of Maple, Wisconsin, Superior, Wisconsin, kind of born and raised in the area.
And you've been fishing competitive walleye tournament stuff.
Yeah, I've been fishing competitively since 1999, and lots of fish and lots of big fish.
Yeah, you know, but it's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot more to it than what people see on TV and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. You know, I'm thinking about this stuff year-round, and like a lot of fishermen, you know, they're really dedicated. It's a lifestyle, but it's a lot of travel, a lot of miles, a lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights. But getting out on the water and catching those fish, it makes it all worthwhile.
You know, like Al Lunder says once, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely, and I'm more than willing to take on those responsibilities.
You know, the pro circuit in the walleye, a lot of what we see, whether it's bass fishing or musky fishing or walleyes, a lot of what we see as far as innovations in gear and equipment, techniques, a lot of it originates from tournament fishing.
It really does. You know, we're always looking for that little edge, whether it's that custom painted lure, a little bit different presentation to how we rig our electronics, how we run our trolling motors. It's necessity spawns the invention, and a lot of that does happen from these tournament trails because we're trying to get that little edge up on the next guy. And that from the motors to the boats to the equipment and fishing lures that we use, it's all, a lot of it's driven through the tournament world.
You know, when you get out on lake, say you got to fish a tournament on Lake X or wherever, you know, do you get out and pre-fish it? How do you approach it?
Number one, the first thing that I'm going to do is pull out a map of the lake and start researching it well before I even get there. Then I'm also going to research the local bait stores, the different boat dealers that I might be able to talk with that are familiar with the water, and start to put together a game plan to dissect the lake. You know, are the fish typically deep? Are they in weeds? Learn as much as I can about the local habits of the lake. And then before a tournament, I'll typically spend 5 to 7 days out there trying to put together a pattern. Number one, you got to find the fish. You've got to be on them, and then you've got to make them bite. So you got to go try and find the fish, and then you got to figure out how to get them to bite. And it's a long process. And sometimes, even after that amount of time on the body of water, we still don't find them.
Well, you know, with the exception of the bunch of time pre-fishing, a lot of what you're doing, it sounds to me like it's something the average guy could do that lives in Chicago or wherever he wants to go fish a lake that on vacation.
It really is. You know, with the social media of today and the internet, there are a lot of reports available online. You know, you can't always take them. You got to take some of it with a grain of salt. But yeah, there is a lot of research that can be done at home to make your trip a more successful one.
What are you looking for, John, on a lake, particularly a walleye lake? A certain kind of structure you like to see, or is it? I know it changes by the time of the year, but
you know it does. And from the style of lake, you know, if you have a stained lake, is the water clear? You know, classic would be in a clear lake. You're typically looking for your low light bites, morning bite, evening bites. We're on a stained lake. You may have a bite going all day. One of the common themes that I see and define as you go across this country, no matter what time of year it is, if you can find weeds, there'll be walleyes in there. And that's not, a lot of people don't think about that. You know, they think of bass and muskies and northerns always being in the weeds. But there's a reason those fish are in there, and there's bait fish in there. And you can bet there's walleyes right in there with them.
You know, and when you fish in the deep water structure, actually the electronics you can use usually find the fish unless they're really nailed to the bottom tight. But if they're in the weeds, you know, you really can't see them in the weeds on your depth.
Well, I tell you, this is where some of the innovations with the down imaging that they've come out with. We fish out on Lake Oahe in a similar situation, not so much that it's weeds, but sunken timber. And when you go over that with your conventional sonar, you get a big garbled mass, not unlike you go over with a weed bed. But with the down imaging that's available today, you can actually pick those fish out in and amongst those weeds and see them. It's a pretty amazing technology.
So basically, you're still looking for them even in that cover.
Yep, and where you couldn't necessarily pick that out with your traditional sonar types, the ones that are out here now, I tell you, if folks haven't done it yet, they should really think about upgrading to one of these units because it is an eye-opener.
I know typically, what I understand, a lot of the guys walleye tournament stuff, a lot of trolling going on too.
Yeah, and I have to admit, that is my ballgame. I really enjoy trolling. There's a lot of little tricks and nuances to it, and you know, I'm constantly learning and trying to improve on it, but it's a very effective way to cover a lot of water, and a lot of these walleyes in midsummer, if we ever get to midsummer here this year, they'll start to suspend over the main basin of the lake, and they're spread out. They're really not relating to any structure other than the bait fish that are out there roaming as well, and you need to search them out. And the best way to do that is to cover a lot of water, and the quickest way you're going to do that is trolling.
And once you find a fish in the area, you just troll back through it, or do you go back to fish it more traditional jigs or whatever?
And no, typically when you find those fish in open water, they're very willing to bite. They're normally actively feeding, they're following those bait fish. If I find them and go through, make a pass, catch a fish or two, I will pick up, turn around, go back, you know, look on your GPS, go back on that same track, and go right back through them again until they've either moved or you've caught them.
As far as other methods, where you guys not trolling, what do you recommend people try?
Well, I think one of the tried and true methods is simply fishing with a Lindy rig. It's very versatile. You can fish night crawlers, you can fish leeches, minnows. It's very easy to stay in contact. You know, somebody from a young child to somebody who's never fished before, it's pretty easy to put a Lindy rig in their hand and go pull that live bait around structure, and it's extremely effective.
And it's interesting because a lot of the guys talk about jig fishing over in Minnesota, but they also do a lot of rigging.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, some of the rigging fishermen, it can be a real specialized thing, but you can keep it as simple as just drifting with the wind and going back over those pieces of structure where you're finding the fish or where you've caught them before. You can't really put out too much line, you know, and it really keeps it a simple but extremely effective method.
You know, as we wrap up this little interview, anything that you might give, any one good tip that you see people really make a mistake in trying to catch walleyes when they fail?
Get out on the water. I think, you know, in this day and age, it's so easy to find an excuse not to go fishing these days. We're all busy and things like that, but, you know, get yourself out on the water. Enjoy the great outdoors that we have here in northwest Wisconsin. You know, get out there and do it. It really, nothing beats the experience.
Well, thank you, John, for taking the time to talk to our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, it's interesting listening to him, especially talking about the trolling aspect now that we can troll on all the waters up here. This year now, for people that might not be aware of it, even on the lakes that were no trolling at one time, now they've upped it to 3 lines maximum per boat. It's 1 line per person if you're only by yourself, but it's 3 lines maximum per boat. And if you're on some of the trolling lakes, you can go 3 lines per person.
You got to remember that. You got to know what you're doing on what lake.
You bet. Anyway, we're going to take a break again right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. When we come back, we'll have another interview and wrap up on the show.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, you know, I've had this guy on here talking before, and a pretty famous guy, Al Linder, talking about walleyes, early spring walleyes. Interesting interview. Let's hear what he has to say, and we'll come back and do a wrap-up on the show.
Well, you know, for the guys that want to head out there for walleyes, any tips on catching or finding or catching walleyes?
Well, most cases, guys know where the community spots are for the early season walleye spots, but generally speaking, around opener, most of the fish that are boated are jig fish and are generally male, smaller fish. This seems to be a pretty good bet. Once in a while, you get a female now and then, but the daytime fish is the mainstay is a jig bite. And if you really want to up your odds on catching some bigger fish, you go to your night bite and start pulling minnow baits around, and you will definitely catch bigger fish. I mean, flatline trolling rapalas. A lot of what I've been doing is dropping a trolling motor, and I'm taking these weighted minnow baits, like husky jerk type baits, a weighted suspending bait, and I'm actually dropping a trolling motor, almost like you're bass fishing, on these big spawning flats that we know the fish are at, and I'm casting. I'm not even flatline trolling. I'm dropping it, and I'm casting with these minnow baits and doing really quite well, and that's for big fish. The fish, the size of the fish, those big fish, you get them at night, where at the daytime, it seems like those milking males are the most aggressive. So, I mean, if you got to go from small and you're looking for quantity, this will help you put bigger fish in a boat.
You know, when you're talking about spawning flats for walleyes and areas of walleye spawn in the lake, if you're going on a lake and you haven't been on the lake, what do you look for areas for spring walleyes in particular on the map or whatever?
Well, naturally, the first thing is anything to do where you could see current, whether it's a feeder creek, a river, a neck down, gravel, the rubble, the rock bottoms. Yeah, you know, current is the first thing. Where's current area? Where's the rocks right? What is predominant wind at that time of the year? Where the walleyes will go to? So these are things that I'm mainly looking for.
Any particular depth there, or is it can range at all different depths?
Oh, man, it depends on the body of water you're on. You know, real dark water lakes, you can catch a lot of fish in a foot and a half to 3 feet, 3-4 foot of water. That early bite, like that, a little bit clearer. You know, you could be fishing at daytime 4 to 8 foot. General rule of thumb, it's 10 feet and shallower.
Well, you know, it's pretty much all talking about shallow water fishing, and that's what you really concentrate on this time of year. And like I always say, your two best pieces of fish finding equipment this time of the year is your eyeballs and a temperature gauge.
Yeah, and the other thing you want to think about is what side of the lake you're fishing on, because if you're fishing on the south side, you've probably got colder water than on the north side. So think about that when you're out there.
Not always, but probably.
Not always.
If you've got a stream coming in on the south side, you got wherever you got warmer water, and that's what you want to watch, that temperature gauge. I don't know if you've got anything here to talk about here.
Well, the thing that kind of confused me a little bit is there is a new size limit on the southeast border lakes. You know, those are lakes down by Kenosha, Racine, and in that general area. They've changed the bag limit and the size limit from 15 inches in a bag of 5 to 18 inches in a daily bag of 3. And I don't understand that. I thought Max was of the opinion that when you get them bigger, you put them back.
Well, it just depends on what they're trying to do with the site, with the size structure of the lake.
That's right.
You like moose now. Moose, you're allowed your three walleyes, but you have to be, let's see, you can only keep one over 14 inches because they're trying to bring back more bigger fish and keep the harvest for the bigger fish. And then on some of the other lakes, they look at the best spawning fish or those fish between 20 and 24 inches. So, you know, it's kind of different for different water.
Interesting thing. The other thing that we want to talk about just briefly, John, is the fact that we're in a tick season. A lot of people don't understand that those ticks are out. And the thing that you want to do is you want to check yourself and your family. You want to use a tick repellent, and you want to watch closely if you've been bit. Because about 80% of the folks that get bit will have a skin rash, fatigue, chills, headaches, muscle pains. If that happens, be sure to go to the doctor. And sometimes it takes months before this stuff really happens. So always be prepared, always look, and pull that tick out gently with the tweezers.
Right. It'd be important to watch for that. Let's talk about a few things coming up here. I mean, we've had, there seem to be several little contests going on the Chippewa Flowage in May. Deerfoot had a walleye thing this weekend as we're talking. Then I think it's next weekend, there'll be the 10th, 11th, 12th, something like that. Be the Treeland Walleye Challenge, and Fishing Has No Boundaries, and Muskytail has a Northern Pike Contest. There's just a bunch of things going on.
And if you're interested in any of those things, just contact the people. You know, like Fishing Has No Boundaries, just call their offices. It's right here in town. If you want to volunteer, you want to help out, if you've never done it before, believe me, you'll have a ball.
Well, most of the people know about it, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle can tell you what's going on, pretty much. The Hayward Visitor and Convention Bureau, they got all that information on there. And usually go to my website, the radio webpage, and we've got that stuff posted on the podcast. So a lot of different things there. Let's talk about fishing a little bit, Art. You know, everybody, like I said earlier, everybody refers to this as a walleye opener, but there's a whole lot of other fish out there, too. You got crappies, which never really do close, but you got smallmouth bass. Some of the best fishing that we've got in May is actually smallmouth bass. They tend to bunch up. You'll find it where you'll get no bass, and all of a sudden you hit an area and you might have a whole herd of them in one area, and it's just fast and furious action. And they're really aggressive pre-spawn fish.
The other thing you may want to think about is what are you fishing with and what are you fishing for? For instance, you know, they say a walleye, you should just stick with minnows. Well, there's a lot more than minnows.
Oh. Well, you know, in that interview we just ran with Al Lindert, he talked about getting on flats outside of spawning areas, like, for instance, in Muskie Bay, out there near the outer edge of Muskie Bay, in 8, 10, 12 feet of water, and going out there after dark and throwing crankbaits, or running shorelines and fishing just off shoreline. Sometimes you'll find those fish up real skinny water, 2-3 feet of water, and floating Rapala is a good answer. Sometimes you move out to where you're in 8-10 feet of water, and you know, like a shad wrap, number 5 shad wrap is a good bait for that stuff, and you get out there and you and it's a good place to catch fish. But don't overlook the artificial lures in the spring, especially right after opener.
And the other thing is when. I think I find my artificial lures doing better when it's darkening, when it's kind of getting towards the end of the day, or it's very early.
Well, you know, and that's the one thing with walleye fishing, too, is a well-known thing. Everybody says fish the early morning, fish the evening. That's when the bite, that's when the fish can become active. But there's another little thing that's been coming out in the last few years that you really should pay attention to, and that's that during the daytime, when you think that the walleyes aren't biting, you can actually make them bite. In other words, then you go to real aggressive presentations, whether it's a little heavier jig. Instead, if you normally use like an eighth or 16th, go to a quarter or 3/8 ounce jig and a good sized minnow and really hook the minnow good, because you want to throw it out there, snap it up hard off the bottom, let it flutter down, snap it up, let it flutter down. Go to a jigging spoon, jigging wraps, which was a nice fishing lure for a long time. That's the thing. But the trick is you really got to snap it hard. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the attention of that fish, and then they just kind of unload on it. It's a responsive strike. It's something they're not actually feeding. That feeding window is usually like before dark and that time, but you can actually make them bite. And we're learning that with walleyes. We've known that for years with muskies. That's how most of the muskies we catch they're being triggered into biting on something. They're not feeding on something. And bass fishermen have been doing it for years, especially the tournament guys. Well, Art, you know, we're about out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that If you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website. There's links to our podcast and to our YouTube at WNOradio.net. I post these shows usually a few days after they air on the weekend. Get them back up there. You can see them. There's other interesting information about the Hayward area and some of the businesses here in Hayward. And also, I should remind people, if you're out there in a business, you're looking for some advertising, give me a call, because we do have open slots available on the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Take a youngster fishing. Have some fun. Create a little monster.
And we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.